Good morning, traders. This is your breaking news alert for March 10th, 2026 at 1:31 p.m. We have three key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. Oppenheimer has notably raised its price target on AutoZone, the prominent auto parts retailer, suggesting a potential rally of around 17%. This comes amidst a flurry of analyst activity across various sectors. Truist, for instance, trimmed its price target on Korn Ferry, the global organizational consulting firm, and also on Mid-America Apartment Communities, a large REIT. Conversely, RBC boosted its target for Kinetic, the natural gas infrastructure provider. We're also seeing B. Riley slashing its target for Yext, the search experience cloud company, while Stifel cut its outlook on Vail Resorts, the ski resort operator. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo elevated its target on Xenon Pharmaceuticals, a biotech firm, and Citigroup upped its target for Hims & Hers Health, the telehealth platform. Investors should watch AutoZone's performance closely following this optimistic outlook. Next up, update 2. Shifting focus to the crucial semiconductor sector, Bank of America has reinstated coverage on Qualcomm, the leading chipmaker known for its smartphone processors, at an underperform rating with a $145 price target, signaling a cautious stance on its near-term prospects. This reevaluation comes as other analysts are also recalibrating their views on technology names. Truist, for its part, is maintaining its buy rating and $283 price target on NVIDIA, the dominant GPU manufacturer and a key player in AI chips, particularly ahead of its highly anticipated GPU technology conference. While the report also mentions SolarEdge, the solar energy inverter manufacturer, the primary action here is clearly around the heavyweights in chip design. Investors will be weighing the differing analyst opinions as these major tech players navigate evolving market conditions. And finally, update number 3. Across different sectors, analyst adjustments continue to unfold. Truist has lowered its price target on Accenture, the global IT services and consulting giant, to $260 from $317, though it is keeping a buy rating on the stock. This adjustment is specifically tied to concerns over stagnant enterprise AI demand and potential risks to consensus estimates for fiscal year 2027. Elsewhere, Bank of America raised its target on Thomson Reuters, the financial media and information services company. These moves highlight the selective pressure and opportunity analysts are seeing in the market right now, with AI adoption clearly influencing projections for major players like Accenture. Investors should monitor how AI spending trends develop and their impact on IT service providers. That concludes all three updates in your breaking news alert for March 10th, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com